Last week I mentioned that many hunting seasons around the area are either open or will be very, very soon. While it's true that things get easier with repetition, it's also true that preparation, normally, is a critical component to any level of success we achieve, and there's certainly been more than a few quotes through the years to that effect, such as, "Good luck is when opportunity meets preparation, while bad luck is when the lack of preparation meets reality." That from Israeli businessman Eliyahu Goldratt. Any activity can see a greater chance of success through preparation, and that's certainly true of hunting. I know I've been going over my various lists in preparation of several hunting trips that I'm hoping come together over the next month and a half. In many ways, these trips have been done before, so there is an air of familiarity to the preparation, and that's helpful. One aspect of preparation everyone who hunts should be putting in is time at the range, to know just where you're at with your shooting ability and just where your gun's at in terms of how it's functioning. Preparation for the actual shot should never be ignored. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. Frankly, I think spending time at the range is a great thing to do at any time, and just for the simple reason of it's fun to spend time at the range. I would note that I'm talking about shooting a gun to prepare, though any sort of weapon you hunt with should include adequate practice ahead of hunting. But most folks around here hunt with guns, so let's talk about that today. Also, this is yet another thing where I think I'm kind of in the middle, as far as what's average or normal. I try to get to the range maybe a bit more than some, but I have friends who are out there a lot more than me. That said, I do understand and appreciate the need to know just where my gun's at, as far as properly sighted in, and how I'm shooting before I try to shoot an animal. There are any number of good reasons for shooting a bunch before you go to the field, but a couple of good ones are safety and confidence in your ability to make a clean kill. Regarding safety, if you can consistently hit your target, it will inspire confidence. It becomes something of a muscle memory thing or a psychological thing. The more you shoot, the more automatic things seem to become and the more confident you'll be that it's going to unfold successfully. In turn, thinking less about the actual act of shooting allows you to concentrate on where to aim and determine if the shot's safe and the right one to take. The other reason should always be paramount, making a clean kill. The animal deserves that. While it doesn't always work out, it should always, always be your goal to make one accurate shot for a quick, clean, humane kill. Practice makes that more likely. It is true that some people are inherently more accurate or talented at shooting sports than others, just like it's true that some people have more natural talent at other things, such as art or sports. Even so, practice makes perfect, or so the old adage tells us, though I like to phrase it, practice makes better. Some people go to the range maybe once a year, a week or two ahead of season, to make sure the gun is still sighted in. Some have been doing this for years, and for them it seems to work. Some people really need to be doing a lot more than that. So, how often should you go to the range? The short answer is, as often as possible. Reality is probably something along the lines of, with enough frequency to maintain shooting skills, which is going to be different things for different people. Guns and scopes can change over time. We can change over time. The only way to stay on top of that is to shoot often enough to know when things are changing. An example of us changing. I have new glasses coming, based on a new prescription because my eyesight has deteriorated ever so slightly from the last time I got my eyes checked. A lot of years ago, actually. Maybe the change won't actually be enough to have any impact on my shooting, but I have to believe that more precise eyeglasses can only help. I guess I'll know soon enough. With regards to our guns and scopes, it's a simple fact that things can get bumped and knocked out of alignment. Maybe it's not an easy thing to do, particularly with better quality optics, but time at the range will let you know for sure. Mechanical things can happen to your gun over time, too. It's likely that anyone with any appreciable experience hunting has a horror story or two to tell. Let me give a first-hand story from a number of years ago. I had a friend I hunted with a few times. He no longer lives in Alaska, though that's neither here nor there. In hindsight, I believe this friend was one who did not spend a lot of time at the range, and, at least at that time, did not know his rifle very well. His rifle had a three-position safety. In one position, it's ready to fire. In the second, the trigger is disengaged, but you can operate the bolt to unload. And in the third position, everything is locked down. So, my very first brown bear. It was a quickly darkening day and raining hard. But fortunately, the bear fell right by the shore and not in heavy cover. It was near a moose kill, and there was a second bear in the area. My friend stood guard watching the second bear while I skinned out my bear. Fast forward a week. My buddy was upriver and had a chance to shoot a bear. His efforts to kill it failed because every time he squeezed the trigger, it failed to shoot. He said the trigger was squishy. He didn't know about the three positions and had it in the second position thinking it would fire. It was unnerving for me after the fact to consider he might have had it in the same position that evening as I skinned my bear and we kept watch on the second bear, and that his trigger might have been squishy if he'd needed to fire at a charging bear. I suspect more time at the range might have given him greater insights into the working of his rifle. There's a few things to keep in mind during your range time. One is to tailor your time to how you'll be shooting, in this case for hunting. I have to qualify to carry a shotgun each year for my job. Our qualifying time involves shooting reasonably realistic bear targets at fairly close ranges, because that's how we would use those guns in the field, should we find ourselves in a volatile, dangerous situation with the bear. People who practice for personal defense likewise conduct practice at close ranges, and using positions they would expect to use if confronted by an attacker. For hunting purposes, your practice time should incorporate the elements you'll actually use in the field. Here are some thoughts that I have about that. Shoot exactly what you will shoot in the field. Everything should be the same. Rifle, scope, and ammunition. If you have your gun dialed in with 180-grain Accubons, for example, you should be using the same ammo when hunting, not changing to 150-grain Corlocks because you used up all your Accubons at the range. Related to that, then, would be to make sure that you have enough ammo. If you shoot factory loads, it's critical to have bought enough and have it on hand or be able to get more to replace what you've shot. For many of my guns, not all, I hand load so it's easy enough to keep the ammo coming, as long as I have the powder to do so. Even then, I don't make any changes to my ammo once I have something that works. Practice shooting from positions you'll use in the field. Everyone has favorites, or they know some positions will work better based on the location of where they plan to hunt. It's beneficial to spend some practice time in those positions to know how they'll feel and how you'll perform. For that matter, take a little time to shoot at lifelike targets. This is something of a carryover for me from bow hunting. Animals don't come with bullseyes. I'll often make fairly realistic cardboard silhouettes, enhanced with a bit of spray paint, for my daughter and me to shoot at. Anything you can do to make your practice time more real likely has a beneficial effect on your actual time in the field. I realize there are going to be some things that can keep us from being at the range. If you buy factory ammo, at some point cost becomes a part of the equation. For people who shoot guns with heavy recoil, well, maybe we don't shoot those as often as we do others. Bad weather can make us want to stay home when we have the time to shoot. For me, bad weather is more synonymous with calm weather at this time of year because calm weather means bugs. You could certainly argue dealing with the bugs fits into my argument to make it real, and I couldn't offer up anything against that. Also, for those in Dillingham, sometimes our schedules don't coincide with times when the range is open, since our range is behind a locked bar. The bottom line is to get out and spend time with your equipment. Know how it works to the point of it seemingly being like an extension of your body. Get familiar enough that there is no guesswork in the field, and it will make you a more effective hunter. Plus, shooting's just plain fun, in my humble opinion. Happy hunting and enjoy your own range time in preparation for that hunting. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.